You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Farmers Alley Theater in Kalamazoo is performing the musical Gypsy through October 22nd. It's based on the memoir of Gypsy Rose Lee, a famous burlesque dancer. Retired WMUK general manager Gordon Bolar has this review.
A freight train roared across the stage of Western Michigan University's Little Theater on opening night last week, and that train was Gypsy, an American musical classic. A major reason for the roaring success of this Farmer's Alley production is Mary Jo Mecca's spirited and nuanced performance of Rose, the stage mother to end all stage mothers. In her battle to ensure stardom for her daughters, Mecca displays a full vocal and emotional range and exhibits a full arsenal of weaponry. Mecca's Rose can be buttery smooth and seductive as she enlists Herbie, sympathetically played by Michael Ehlers, as an agent and potential husband in the romantic number Small World. Ehlers' strong support contributes to Mecca's success. Mecca makes Rose both fun and at times scary to watch because she can threaten, sweet talk, or steamroll those in her way. And Rose inspires those who ride her train. The song Everything's Coming Up Roses is a case in point, though it's about more than inspiration. It shows that Rose is a complex character who has a desire to be noticed.
You can do it. All you need is a hand. We can do it. Mama is gonna see to it.
Kathy Mulay's competent direction keeps Gypsy squarely on track. Her production includes small physical details like how Rose slightly hikes her hemline for Herbie, how Louise awakens when a man gently bumps her shoulder, or the lingering grasp between Herbie and Rose as they say their goodbyes. An important car on Gypsy's vaudeville train is the children's ensemble, which executed musical numbers with flair. The movement and dance for baby Jane and her newsboys was both appropriately cute and indicative of the stage mother behind the scenes. Although the numerous set changes in Gypsy can present challenges, Christine Martino's colorful and clever set pieces allowed for rapid scene shifts. The company's travels are enlivened by Melissa Sparks' choreography. Carver Duncan's Tulsa is a standout as he narrates and performs a sparkling soft shoe routine. A signature of Gypsy is the behind-the-scenes stripping demonstration by Tessie Tura, Mazeppa, and Electra, played by Bridget Sitarski, Mary Touche, and Sandra Brimmer.
Take a seat, we'll show you. Every girl's got a thing.
Equipped with gladiatorial gear, lighting effects, and swinging bejeweled tassels, the teasing trio bump and grind their way through a raucous You Gotta Get a Gimmick.
But you gotta get a gimmick if you wanna get a hand.
The final challenge in Gypsy is the title role. Oldest daughter Louise must support the action during Act 1, then take center stage in Act 2. Stephanie Maloney captures our interest and sympathies with her turn from duckling to beautiful swan. At first, Louise is reserved and has a bent posture, but when the family goes broke, Louise dons white gloves, a boa, and bares her shoulders to become the legendary stripper Gypsy Rose Lee. She comes alive on the burlesque stage as she meets the proper catalyst, a friendly male audience. The true test of this transition, however, lies in the confrontation at the end. Maloney held her own in a volatile dressing room standoff with Rose. Then, after Mecca's rapid-fire, gut-wrenching finale, Rose's turn, Maloney reconciles with the woman who gave her birth. In some ways, this freight train behaves more like an emotional roller coaster. In either case, Gypsy offers a lot to like and much to entertain you. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.
You can see Gypsy at WMU's Little Theater through October 22nd. We'll have a link to tickets on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.